from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
On the Morning Roast. And good morning, Baldy. We were just talking about the game that I think you're going to be at next Thursday in Brazil. Packers-Eagles. Niners fans should be watching this one very closely, because these teams are going to be the two that I think are going to be in the way, potentially, of them trying to reach another Super Bowl.
Well, I mean, one was in the way last year, and that was Green Bay. Philadelphia was the year before. So, I mean, both have good pedigrees, both have good rosters. And so I'm excited. I'm not excited about going down the first game ever played in Brazil or South America. So it's going to be an exciting time. I got some pregame things to do down the field, so I want to get the, just want to kind of feel it. I've been down to Brazil many times for, you know, whether it was World Cup soccer or beach volleyball or whatever. So those fans are excited about this game, the game of football, and I think it's going to be a rowdy scene.
Baldy, I'm so fired up for that. We have five questions that we're going to ask you in a second, but today's cut down day, right? It's cut down day around the league, and you know, in our minds, we've seen things like on Hard Knocks where the Turk goes and grabs you, and you got to go up and see the coach, and we know it's kind of made for television, so it's a little different. In my mind, though, I'm thinking of Major League where they leave the little red tag in the locker room, and the guy goes to open the locker, and he finds out whether he made the team or not. Have you ever been involved in a cut day where you were on the fringe, and what's that like?
Well, it's not fun, and the anxiety is through the roof. I just give you a couple quick stories, Joe. I was a rookie in Dallas in 1982, and we started off with 125 rookies that year, 110 free agents, 15 draft picks, and we were all, there was 10 of us that were in a hotel room after the last preseason game. And we were all just sitting in our rooms, like, literally nervous. Who was going to cut, who was going to make it? I got the call, come to dinner with Gil Brandt on Monday night. And, you know, so that's a good feeling. But I also was in Buffalo when I got the call. And I knew it. I just had a feeling. I played almost every snap in the preseason. I was a good player then. And Marv Levy called me in, and he couldn't even look at me. He was, like, making donuts with his foot. And I just said, hey, coach, like, don't worry about this. I'm going to be just fine. You got to do what you got to do. They drafted a kid in the first round. They liked this one free agent. They had five solid starters. But I just told Marv, like, look, this is a great experience. I wish you the best. Go back to the Super Bowl. That's what I wanted. I wanted to have a chance to go. And he had to make that cut. It's not fun. And for a lot of these kids today, it's going to end. And for some kids, like, they'll find another team. They'll get another opportunity. You know, Matt Breida just got released. He's been around this league. He's been in the 49ers. He has a chance of getting picked up. He's still talented. But some of these kids, the dream is going to end today, and that's tough.
Yeah, I got this feeling they're going to move Elijah Mitchell today and bring back Breida, but that's just my gut feeling. I don't know. I thought he looked really good in the game. I know he's older, but Baldy, like, what, as a free agent now, like, after that happened, then what? You talk to your agent and you just look at different spots and landing places? Or, like, how do you pick yourself off the mat as a player once you've been cut?
Well, that's where your agent, you know, that's where you need the guy, you know, either to make phone calls. You know, there's a lot of practice squad, you know, opportunities out there, 16 in every team right now. So practice squad, the rosters aren't, even when they release everybody by 4 o'clock today, Eastern time, I mean, there's still going to be a lot of fluctuations and movement roster wise. And so people are going to be looking for those practice squad players. They can come in and just for that reason, add depth to the team, a position where, you know, you might be thin on the active roster, the 53-man roster, but maybe you keep the depth on the practice squad. So there's still a lot of opportunities for a lot of these guys right now.
Brian Ballinger joining us here on the River Islands guest line, as does each and every Tuesday throughout the NFL season leading up to it as well. Baldy, the best in the business at breaking it all down. And this is the latest from Josina Anderson, who's obviously an NFL insider, in regards to Trent Williams, stating that Trent would like to be paid, per quote, like the very important piece he is. A league source saying San Francisco is between a real rock and a hard place because Trent is not playing around. Something may have to give. unless you're allowing for big adjustments next season. So that's the latest there. And it leads me into this thing we're going to do here, Baldy, because we got the five biggest questions in regards to the San Francisco 49ers this upcoming season. And we were just playing around with it. I was asking it to Joe, and I want to present them to you now. And the first question has to do with Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk. And obviously they're not with the team yet. They've been holding in, holding out, whatever the hell you want to call it. They're not with the team. What would their regular season record be if those two are not 49ers?
It might be, they might struggle to get to 10 wins without them. I'd say, you know, they're still a talented team, but I'd say they're, I mean, I wouldn't put them first in their division. I'd probably put the Rams over them at that point. But I, they, you know, 10 wins would probably, I think they would struggle to get to 10.
I know. When, here's another one. When I say Kyle Shanahan, you say what?
Number two.
Name recognition.
An elite play caller, an elite play designer. And a guy that really sees the game differently than almost every single other coach, offensive coach out there in the league right now.
Who's the face of the 49ers?
You know, usually you put your quarterback. I mean, I put Brock Purdy there right now. I think he's the face. It's a baby face, but I'd probably put Brock. You know, he's the highest rated quarterback in the history of this game over the last 2 years. You can't. You know, they're fortunate, and I would have to say Brock Purdy at this point.
That's interesting, because Shasky and I were talking about that, Baldy, and I think a lot of people, maybe because we're in the media and stuff like that, they actually go to the head coach in Kyle Shanahan, because he's obviously gotten to the Super Bowl twice. They think of him, the offensive coordinator in Atlanta, his shortcomings, so they view him there. But to your point, it should always be the quarterback, but the Niners, they have so many different all-pros. One day, it could be your boy George Kittle, right? Like in WWE, he could be the face.
I mean, look, he could easily be Fred.
Right.
It could
Fred,
be Nick.
Fred Warner. It's a great call.
I mean, Fred is as good at his position as anybody is at their position. He's just the best middle linebacker in all of football. So, I mean, you put Nick there. I think Nick's going to have a monster season. So, I mean, there's a couple guys you could choose, but I usually go with the quarterback.
That's a great point. And, you know, speaking of that quarterback, besides Brock Purdy, Baldy, who needs to have a career year to give the 49ers the best chance at winning a Super Bowl?
Well, I mean, in the current state right now, I would say McCaffrey has to have another career year. He just had one, and the 49ers rode his, you know, his abilities all the way within, you know, a couple of feet of winning a Super Bowl. I mean, McCaffrey is the guy that makes this whole thing really go on offense. So I would say McCaffrey has to have back what he did last year up again this year.
Finish this sentence. The biggest threat to the Niners in the NFC is?
Probably Detroit. That's just a very talented roster. They got very close last year, obviously up 17 in the third quarter on the 49ers in San Francisco, let it get away. I think they're even better this year. Jameson Williams has had an entire offseason. Jahmyr Gibbs, what they've done at the corner position. Like, that's a stacked roster right there. And I would say Detroit is the biggest challenge.
Brian Baldinger, you're joining us here on the River Islands Guest Line, the Morning Roast. Spadoni in for Bonte Hill alongside Joe Shasky. And those are the five questions that we were wanted to ask Baldy from the 49ers fans. And we're going to ask the 49ers fans here in about 23 minutes as well at 888-957-9570. But yeah, you were talking about right there, there's the biggest, you know, rivals to the San Francisco 49ers. It might even be themselves, right? Just with not having Brandon Ayuk, not having Trent Williams. And this stuff lingering on and on. And we were reacting, and I don't know if you heard Bill Belichick talk with Pat McAfee yesterday, just talking about, you know, having players in contract situations and not having them one-up other players within their own organization, right? Like, he was talking about, you know, I have Tom Brady here getting paid this amount. You know, I can't have this corner that wants a contract. He can't be making more than the quarterback. So it's this fine balance, and I feel like this is the most trying time for Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch, the entire front office, handling these two guys with Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk. You've called it a major distraction in the past, Baldy. Like, if they're not there week one, it's beyond a major distraction at that point. Now you're affecting the gameplay.
Well, listen, I mean, Coach Belichick is absolutely correct. There is a pecking order in every team, and you know, you can't pay your left guard more than Trent Williams. I'm just throwing that out. You just can't do it. You know, Trent just saw a bunch of tackles got paid in this business. And if he is a 99 on Madden, if he's the best in the business, then Payton would be the best. I would give John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan and Jed a ton of credit for even being able to keep the roster that they have. Like, last year at this time, I don't know where your conversations were about Nick. I don't remember. Like, if it felt like, oh, man, what are we going to do without Nick Bosa? And then, you know, I don't know, 3 days before the opener in Pittsburgh, you know, he gets War and Peace delivered to him, and he's signing, you know, 100 pages of documents. You know, that there's still time to get this done. We just saw CD go yesterday. Like, sometimes it comes down to the very 11th hour to get these things done. And it just takes that much time. So I'm not saying it can't get done, but, you know, there's a pecking order. And there is a lot of truth to what he said, that there are certain players, because as soon as you pay that person more than the guy that's above them, then that other person is going to feel, justified about going back and getting more money.
What did you make of CD getting that $100 million guaranteed? Obviously had a hell of a year last year, top five at his position. It's probably him and Jefferson if you're going to do the hierarchy of wide receivers in the NFL. What did you make of that contract and how it affects the Dallas Cowboys and obviously Dak Prescott and his negotiations?
Well, I mean, he's the most important offensive piece there is. It'd be good if these two rookies they drafted, you know, step up and play like first round and second round picks. But look, he caught a third of all the passes completed by Dak Prescott last year. And one thing about CD is he gives that team a little bit like Brandon Ayuk and Debo as well, but he gives that team a toughness. He's absolutely fearless over the middle of the field. And he'll take a hit as well as anybody in this whole business. And literally he bounces right up off the turf. I've never seen him down. And I've seen one flag after another thrown his way when people are trying to decapitate him in the middle of the field. He is a tough son of a gun. Look, I don't know if Dallas had a choice. The market was set. Justin Jefferson set the market. And so it's hard to be a receiver at this point and as acclaimed as CD is, where he was drafted, who he plays for, the number he wears in that franchise, which is really important. Because I played with Drew and I saw Dez and Irvin, and he wears that number for a reason. I didn't think they had a choice but to pony up.
Did you see the Athletics tiers and rankings of quarterbacks that was released? Mike Sando does it every single year. And I know lists they're subjective and we go all around. I feel like there's just this common sentiment. Either people are praying for Purdy's downfall or they're diluting his accomplishments. I'm not here to say he's the number one quarterback in the league. And I'm not even here to say he's the top three or four player. But, like, he's an upper echelon guy. If there are 32 starting quarterbacks, to me, he's top eight. He just is. Now, one week he might not play as well, and some weeks he'll play a little better, but week in, week out, I know what to get from him.
For reference, real quick, Baldy, top five. So number five they had, and top five quarterbacks in the league, they had Stafford and Herbert tied for the fifth best quarterback in the NFL. They had Brock Purdy at 12. Ahead of him, they had Dak Prescott, you had Jared Goff, and then all the other ones, Burrow, what have you. But
I don't even care about the ranking. It's more like, why do we do mental gymnastics to dilute how good this guy is?
Well, you heard George Kittle with us last week, Joe, when he said it's something when he steps into a huddle and guys like Trent Williams and Debo and McCaffrey, like they feel more confident when he delivers the play. Like, their confidence level goes up. You heard Nick Bosa go, how in the hell are you so good? Like, how did you do this? Like, how are you so confident and so good? Like, that's all that really matters, is what those guys think about him in the locker room. The list are the list. I don't know how you could put Justin Herbert, honestly, above Brock Purdy on any level. I mean, he's been injured. He's never, you know, playoffs. Like, you could go on any level.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Yeah, you go out there and you watch Justin Herbert throw a football. He wows you. You go out there and watch Brock Purdy win games. That wows me.
You know, it's interesting. Like Tom Brady, he's they're running the ball, and it took almost like a decade for him to finally get his just due. And I know he evolved as a player, and it feels like Joe Montana early on, this skinny guy, you know, throwing passes. Brock's not in their category just yet, but at what point will we finally just succumb and say he's a really good player? Like, why is that so hard for everyone to say? What is it? The draftism? Is it the fact he's short? What is it, Baldy? It bugs me.
Yeah, it bugs me too, and it bothers the organization because the guy has been phenomenal. But I mean, look, Matt Stafford was never talked about as a great quarterback until he went to the Rams with Sean McVay and won a Super Bowl, and now he's probably top five, and legitimately so. But winning the Super Bowl changes a lot of things, for sure. Nick Foles won a Super Bowl, was the MVP. He got jobs for the next 6 years after that. He just stepped away this year, but he kept getting jobs because they kept waiting for him to rekindle that magic. But I don't know. When they say everything about Brock except what he is, which is a damn good winning quarterback that just makes one great play after another, week in, week out. You can't count five bad games that he's had in his entire career. In 2.5 years, you can't count five bad games. Like that's almost hard to do it at a quarterback.
Baldy, we were just talking about a couple segments ago, the 2022 quarterback draft class, which Purdy obviously is the last pick of that draft, Mr. Irrelevant. The only other player that's on the same team that they are drafted to is Skylar Thompson with the Dolphins. Kenny Pickett, not on the Steelers. Desmond Ridder, not on the Falcons. Malik Willis, traded to Green Bay yesterday, right? Matt Corral, cut by the Vikings. Like Zappe, Howell, Aludikin, like all these guys, like... Why is the quarterback position, with all this information, we have never had more of it, no more eyeballs, you do the breakdowns, why is it so hard? Like, it feels like we're still in 1985 when it comes to evaluating these guys, because it's such a crapshoot at the quarterback position. What is it about it?
Well, I mean, the college game is just completely, it's not even the same game.
It's different,
that's
yes.
Number one. It's a different game. There, nobody has four Nick Bosas coming after you in college. The system is so simplistic. They call a play with one word. You know, I mean, it's just a completely different game. There is no power to the game. It's a passing league. You know, I mean, it's just a different game. So that's number one. Number two, you can't measure toughness or leadership. It's hard to factor. You either have that. CJ Stroud has that. You just have to be around him. Brock has that. The accuracy is something that's difficult to improve. I know Josh Allen has done it, but not many other guys have increased their accuracy. Bo Nix is an accurate guy. You can see it. You can see it in college. He's an accurate thrower. Like, I expect him to be a pretty good quarterback, especially when he's married with that coach. But a lot of it is who your coach is, what the play caller and the talent around you. The talent around Brock Purdy is excellent. If he was on a Jets team last year with that broken offensive line and that system, he probably wouldn't be very successful.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right, Baldy, most people are going through their fantasy drafts over the next, let's say, 12 days, right? It's fantasy, 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 and everyone's looking for...
You do fantasy football real quick, Baldy?
Yeah, do that?
I played fantasy... One year I played fantasy at Fox, and my first pick was Tom Brady, and he was out for the season in the first quarter of the game.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that was my year.
Oh my God.
I never played again.
Oh, my God.
Just pick up Castle. He had a good year.
I felt like I jinxed him.
Yeah.
I felt like I jinxed him that year.
Well, you don't do fantasy. You do Baldy's breakdowns. But you're looking at all these rookies right now, and everybody wants that rookie, right? They want to reach for that rookie. Malik Nabers, Xavier Worthy, maybe it's Bo Nix. Like, they want to find value before everyone else, like, comes to the table. If you were to just, like, say, hey, I just believe this guy's going to be awesome year one, who's that rookie, a skill position, that you would suggest to somebody who was just asking, like, who's popping, Baldy?
I'd say Malik Nabers. Like, what I've seen so far, I mean, he's going to get 100, if he's healthy, he's going to get probably 150 targets. He's going to get over 100 balls. Like, that guy is, he just looks different. And the Giants need him to be good. And so, I don't know what the Giants are going to do this year, but Malik Nabers is going to be their biggest star in that team.
Brian Baldinger joining us here on the Morning Roast. Spadoni in for Bonte alongside Joe Shasky. It's been fantastic stuff. Ricky Pearsall, returned to practice yesterday, Brian. And I don't call you Brian. You're always Baldy. Felt weird calling you by your first name right there. We call you Baldy so much. Ricky Pearsall. What are we going to expect from this guy week one, potentially? Can we expect anything at all? He's missed damn near the entire training camp preseason. He's practicing now, so he's going to get hopefully 2 weeks in here before he faces the Jets and that loaded team on defense. What can you expect from rookie here in the couple weeks and leading up to week one against the Jets?
Well, typically, any rookie that misses as much time as Pearsall has, you can't really count on them to be very productive. You just can't. You don't know. It is a very, like all offenses, this thing has got to be the precision of a diamond cutter on where you need to be. And it's just hard. It's hard if you haven't been out there and running. You can sit in all the meetings you want and do all this stuff. It's just not the same. I think it's going to take a while for him to get into a rhythm in this offense. Jacob Cowing has played. I think he's played well. He should be active. I think right now he's ahead of Ricky just because he's played and he's practiced. But I think it's going to take a little while. It's hard to catch up and to know all the things that you have to know. The talent is there, but being able to play fast and know exactly what you need to do in this type of, in any offense, I think that's hard to catch up.
All right, Baldy, walk me through a team like the Niners. They're a veteran-laden team. They got 2 weeks to get ready for the Jets. Are they starting today to prepare for the Jets? Have they already been preparing for the Jets? How do you even prepare for a team whose quarterback was lost, you know, three plays into the season last year? They're going to look very, very different. Walk me through what the Niners are trying to go through over the next 2 weeks here.
Well, I mean, look, there is Robert Saleh there. I mean, he does know the 49ers system. He does know the offense. He does know how, I mean, I know it's a new defensive coordinator, but, you know, for week one, it's always a little bit of a guessing game. You can game plan all you want. You can watch all the tape that you want. There's only one Aaron Rodgers. There's only one guy with his knowledge of this game and how he sees the game, plays the game. I mean, he's got more knowledge than any coach out there. So it's hard. Like, I remember last year, the final preseason game, Wink Martindale was the defensive coordinator of the Giants. And he specifically wanted to throw a bunch of zero blitzes at Aaron Rodgers in that preseason game. And he played 10 plays to see what their answer to the zero blitz was going to be. So that's the level that we're talking about here. Like, you're going to take 10 plays that Aaron's out there in a preseason game. Let's throw it, because they were going to play each other midway through the season last year. He wanted to see what his answer was. I mean, those are the type of things that these coaches are, they're looking for anything they can get. The Jets didn't play really any starters in preseason. The 49ers played very few. So, I mean, both teams are going to go and watch last year's tape and probably even go back and watch Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, you know, with Nathaniel Hackett, some of the things that they did. I mean, you'll try to get whatever you can. Fred Warner will just, you know, put it into his, you know, into his memory bank, you know, and see what they can do. But ultimately, you just got to go out and play on that Monday night.
Is that the biggest question mark heading into this season around the NFL, Baldy, is Aaron Rodgers and how he's going to look with that team? Because they've got receivers, they've got a defense, and if he's just a semblance of what he was, he's a Hall of Fame player. I mean, we didn't get to see him at all. Like, is that the biggest question mark heading into this season, is Aaron Rodgers and how he looks with the New York Jets? Because the AFC is obviously stacked. Burrow, Josh Allen within his division, got Tua within your division, and obviously Patrick Mahomes. But if he looks like Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, the Jets can win it all.
Yes, they can. They can win it all. They have, if he plays at or anywhere near what we have seen him and are accustomed to seeing, yes, they can win it all. They have that kind of a roster. And that defense has never played, you know, with a lead in the last 2 years. You give that defense a lead in the second half or in the fourth quarter, especially at home, they're going to be a tough team to beat.
All right, so Labor Day is kind of like bittersweet for me every year because it kind of signifies the end of the summer, right? Yep. Which kind of sucks, but also it's the start of football, right? And it just, it's kind of like a duality of the two. What does Brian Baldinger do on Labor Day as he prepares himself for about the 6 month grind of the NFL season? Like, this is your last kind of foray into the weekend, right?
Well, I mean, I'm going to Brazil on Tuesday, so Labor Day is Monday. So, I mean, I'm just going to be thinking about Samba and, you know, in Copacabana Beach, and 'cause I'm going to Rio first. And, you know, look, my summer ended July 4th.
Ugh.
So, like, that's I just kind of mentally shut it down, start getting ready. But, I mean, the idea of going to Brazil and being on the field game day, like, that's a good, you know, kickoff of Labor Day weekend to me.
If I did invite you over to my house for the barbecue and it was Labor Day weekend, okay, what meat should be on the grill?
Well, I mean, I'm a big skirt steak fan. Mm. It only takes 6 minutes, Joe.
Yeah.
6 minutes, and you're in heaven. You're in meat heaven, right? Carnivore heaven. But, you know, I take all the cuts that you got. Yeah. I'll take your porterhouse. You know, I'll take your T-bone. I'll take your bone-in ribeye. I mean, you can throw it all in there. I'm going to eat it all. Like, I don't even need a knife and fork. I can just pick it up by the bone and just start gnawing on it.
There you go. More of a sausage guy myself. Polish sausage, Italian.
I like sweet, the spicy
hot.
Italian sausage.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Baldy knows all about that. Hey, Baldy, we really appreciate
You're
the time,
best,
man.
Buddy.
You're the best. Hey, next week, we actually get to preview a game.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic.
Jets, Niners, and
that, like, I can't wait. I can't wait to that game and that day.
Love the hat today, Baldy. You're the best,
yeah,
man. Have a great weekend.
Appreciate
all right,
you,
guys.
Man.
Take care, man.
Thank
See
you.
You.
Oh,
love
he's the
that
best.
Guy.
That's Brian Baldinger.
God, I love that guy.
Joining us here on the River Islands guest line. All guests appear on the River Islands guest line. It's time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop. And he said it right there, man. Hey, if Aaron Rodgers looks like Aaron Rodgers, like you're facing a Super Bowl contender week one.
Do you know
I do think we are kind of sleeping, and not that we're going to do a huge Jets preview right now because we still got a couple weeks away.
And they got Mike Williams.
They got
Garrett
Mike
Wilson
Williams, and
New
Mike
Jersey.
Williams is always hurt, but I love Garrett Wilson.
Breece Hall might be the best home run hitter in the league.
Breece Hall, a lot of people are taking him in fantasy early.
Yeah, Guido took him number one overall.
That's bold strategy. We'll see. I love Guido, though, so everything he does is great. I golfed with the guy one time, and he left that impression
on
me.
Oh, he's the best.
He's the best. I hope you know I wax poetically about him all the time in our one interaction.
We haven't even finished the actual draft because it's a long story, but...
What?
It's a long story, but he's already out here doing feelers on trades. It's like, bro, we haven't even let the roster
solidify. We haven't even hit the injury report. I mean, come on. Oh, hey, see... That's not an experienced guy back there. I threw him under the bus.
It's time for the injury report.
It really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
All right. See, this is the same one that I had yesterday in regards to Ricky Pearsall. So you know what? I'm just going to do a different one. Leonard Floyd, 49ers defensive end that they just signed this past offseason. He is day-to-day with a knee injury, according to Kyle Shanahan. So Leonard Floyd got rolled up on Friday's tie against the Raiders at Allegiant Stadium, but it appears like he avoided serious injury. The injury report was brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. What's coming up in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Reaction to Baldy, and we're going to ask you, the fans, the top five questions for the San Francisco 49ers heading into this upcoming season. It's Spadoni, it's Shasky, it's the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.